Welcome back to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In this first segment of the show, we've got the Metro Atlanta Residential Real Estate Update for the month of March and year to date in 2024. In our Something You Should Know About Atlanta segment, we're featuring the Savannah College of Art and Design, which is located in Savannah and also at the very northern end of Midtown. And what in the world is going on with population growth in Metro Atlanta? And what do experts expect our city's population to look like over the next 30 years? My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. We've been on the air in Atlanta for 11 years. That's probably 550 radio shows, and our goal is really very simple. It is to help listeners buy and sell and invest in and rent real estate with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. I know we cannot guarantee you that by listening to the show, you're going to know everything you need to know in order to make all of the right decisions. No, but we're going to give you at least some information to get you started. And then our suggestion is that if you like what you hear on the radio show every Saturday, that you connect with us by going to gogaddisradio.com or by calling 770-497-0000. I co-own a real estate firm here in Metro Atlanta called Modern Traditions Realty Group, and we have some exclusive Sure Home Seller program, Sure Home Buyer system. We've got all kinds of things that help us provide the absolute best representation for you and your family, whatever that family looks like. And we do want to connect. Go Gaddis Radio, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S radio.com is the best place to go. You can ask questions. We answer on air, off air. You can make comments. You can challenge things we say. You can share your ideas. We love when people want to share their ideas. You can request we do some additional research on your neighborhood and include it in our neighborhood spotlight, and you can subscribe to our podcast. Without further delay, let's jump into the Metro Atlanta Residential Real Estate Update for the month of March and also year-to-date new listings, single-family detached homes. This is not the condos and townhomes. New listings, 5,722 in the month of March, which is up 1.2%. 15,592 year-to-date, which is up 9.3%. More listings are coming on the market. Pending sales in the month of March, 3,780, which is down 10.5% from the prior year. Year-to-date, 10,470, which is down 6.3%. I bet you'll see us continue to catch up and surpass last year's pendings. Closed sales in March, 3,555, which is down 14% from last year. 8,888 closing single-family detached, not the condos and townhomes, year-to-date this year, which is down 5% over last year. Days on the market this year, 34. Year-to-date, 37. Our days on the market are down 20.9% over last year. And for the month of March, and down 17.8%. over the month, over year-to-date numbers. Average sales price, $555,684, which is 10.7% ahead of where we were this time last year. Average sales price year-to-date, $530,199. Anytime the average sales price for the month is higher than the average sales price year-to-date, you know prices are still moving in the right direction. Year-to-date prices are up 8.8%. We have 2.5 months worth of inventory in the single-family detached, not the condos and townhomes. Single-family attached, this is the condos and townhomes. 1,707 new listings for the month of March, which is up 3.4%. 4,978 listings year-to-date, which is up 14.4%. So you have 9.3% more single-family detached homes to consider and 14.4% more condos and townhomes. Pending sales, 1,132 for the month of March, which is down 11.5%. 3,214 year-to-date, which is down 5.1%. Closed sales, 1,031 condos and townhomes closed in the month of March, which is down 17.2% over the prior year. Year-to-date, 2,633 closings, which is down 8.1% over the prior year. Days on the market in the month of March for condos and townhomes, 38, which is down 7.3% over the prior year. Year to date, 42, which is up 7.7%. So it seems like days on the market are starting to slide down for condos and townhomes. Average sales price of a condo and townhome in the month of March, $426,947, which is a 12.5% increase over March of 2023. $413,000 year to date, when the month is higher than the year to date. You know, prices are continuing to rise. $413,541 is the average sales price year to date, which is up 9.9% over the prior year. Currently, 3,043 condos and townhomes for sale, which means we have a 3.0 months worth of supply of inventory. There are 8,693. If you add those together, 8,600 and 3,096, you'll have 11,600 listings available for sale currently in Metro Atlanta. What does all this mean? It means that lots more opportunities out there for home buyers this time this year than there was this time last year. And there is also plenty of opportunity for, there's plenty of opportunity for home buyers. There's also plenty of opportunity for home sellers as well. In our Here's Something You Should Know About Metro Atlanta segment, we're featuring the Savannah College of Art and Design, or SCAD. Believe it or not, more than 150 SCAD alumni contributed to 17 Academy Award nominated films. My girlfriend, Tammy Slate, many of you have met her here on the radio show. Her daughter is looking to come to Atlanta to go to SCAD in Midtown first, wants to also attend some classes in Savannah. And so I have visited the college campus twice over the last 6 months. And to say it's a spectacular place would be an understatement. You know, certainly the entire college is about art and design and everything creative. And as you go from one building to another building, from one classroom to another, from one studio to another television set, I was just more impressed. I could not believe how creative all the designs were. I thought to myself, if I could maybe just rent a dorm room here and live here, it would be an amazing place to live. But the Savannah College of Art and Design has a decades-long legacy of contributing to the most prestigious cinematic awards in the world. This year, SCAD is proud to announce that it contributed 158 alumni and current students who gave their talents to films nominated for the 96th Academy Awards. These talented alumni artists and filmmakers contributed to 17 films that received nominations from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, including 7 Best Picture nominees and 3 Best Animated Feature nominees, among them the global blockbusters Barbie, Oppenheimer, and the sleeper hit Elemental, which I have not seen. I have seen Barbie and Oppenheimer, and they are great films. The SCAD casting office helped to place more than 50 alumni, students, and faculty in front of and behind the camera on director Todd Haynes' Best Original Screenplay nominee, May-December, which was filmed in Savannah. And Marvel Studios' Best Visual Effects nominee, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, includes 39 SCAD alumni credits. So, for those of you who didn't know much about SCAD, we have got quite a special resource in the city of Atlanta in the Savannah College of Art and Design. If you want to know more, just go to Google, type in Savannah College of Art and Design. Find out all the information you need. I don't know if you have noticed, but the city of Atlanta seems to be growing. I've lived here all of my life, and Atlanta reached a new milestone in the month of March. The U.S. Census Bureau named Atlanta the 6th largest and 3rd fastest growing region in the country. The city grew by approximately 68,585 residents in 2023, which is roughly 1%. Of the area's population. Elizabeth in Marietta says, Greater Atlanta seems to be bursting at the seams. Where will all of these people go? Well, the reality is the Metro Atlanta area is expected to have a big population boom over the next 30 years. By 2050, they believe we'll have almost 2 million more residents. Those of you looking at it thinking, oh my gosh, we barely have room for the 6 million residents we have now. What are we going to do? With the additional 2 million, that is a big, big deal. Those forecasts show 1.8 million people coming to Atlanta over the next 30 years, and Atlanta reaching an overall regional population of 7.8 $7.9 million. The Atlanta Regional Commission said this will include adding 856,000 active jobs by 2050 for a total of 4.6 million positions. Top counties: Forsyth County is expected to grow by 79%. Barrow County is expected to grow by 71%. Paulding will grow 60%. Cherokee will grow 53%. And Coweta County will grow 51%. The largest counties by 2050, Fulton County will have 1.3 million residents. Gwinnett County, which for years and years was the fastest growing county in the United States of America, will have 1.2 million. Cobb County, 914,000. DeKalb County, 880,000. And Forsyth County, 450,000, which, remember, is a 79% increase. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months, we believe we can sell your home for $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. If it sounds too good to be true, I say give me a try. Go to GoGaddisRadio.com. Click on $28,000 more. Put in a little information. I'll reach out to you myself. I will give you a customized maximum value plan for your home, which is a $499 value, but it's free when you go to GoGaddisRadio.com and click on $28,000 more. And I'll explain to you how our rehab and refresh can put $15,000 at your disposal to get your house in tip-top shape so that it is easy for you to sell. The reality is, we think in many cases we can put way more than $28,000 in your pocket. Go to GoGaddisRadio.com today to learn more. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the reality of a seller's market, what does it mean, and tax refunds if you're getting one, and how to best use them. Stick with us. We'll be back.